Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Another 5 minutes right here every day, walking through the book of Romans. And we have stalled out here in the 16th verse of Romans 1. Today we're going to transition into 17. As great as 16 is, 17 really builds off of that greatness. Let's read 16. Note that there is a period at the end of the 16th verse, and then we'll read 17, because 17, as we said, uses that 16th verse as a foundation. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Let's pick up the transition. Notice that Paul's not disappointed in the gospel. The gospel's the power of God that saves everyone who believes. It goes first to the Jewish people. That's the primary message of the New Testament. Then it proceeds out to the Greeks or the Gentiles, or really everybody else. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. Before we really get into what the righteousness of God being revealed means, we've got to know what it is. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. In what is the great question? And the it is the object of verse 16. It's the gospel of Christ. Inside of the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed. Now, I want to jump ahead for just a moment to where Paul says in Romans 3:21, but now, and we'll deal with this in an enormous fashion when we get there. You'll know why when we get there. But listen to what he will say two chapters later in Romans 3:21. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. So we're heading towards a moment. Keep that in mind through these first 2.5 chapters. We're heading toward a moment in which Paul will transition the reader. And he will take them into a but now moment. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. So for a couple of chapters, you're going to hear a little bit about righteousness under the law. And then you're going to have a revelation of righteousness without the law. And so Paul's setting you up for the transition way back here in verse 17. Inside of the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Outside of the gospel of Christ, what would you be left with but the law? Remember, we're talking primarily to the Jew. He's going to deal with the Gentile, and he'll do it actually in a few moments or a few verses. But if you take a Jew as the focal point of the message, if it's not righteousness of God through the gospel, then it's the righteousness of God through the law. So Paul's leading you to Romans 3:21, in which the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, which to a Jew was impossible. There was no such thing as the righteousness of God apart from the law. So much so that I think a lot of Christians still think this way. A lot of believers don't even know what righteousness of God apart from the law is. Because if you ask Christians, what is the law all about? I've heard it said my entire life. They'll say, that's God's righteousness. That's what God looks like. Listen, you cannot find a revelation of the righteousness of God in the law. It will come through the good news of Christ. In the good news of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed. If you want to see how right God is, look at Jesus. We'll see what that righteousness does in progressive revelation in the believer. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.